Tarea 3.
We all know that English is the global language today. It's estimated that around 1.5 to 2 billion people use English in their daily lives. And that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to have a global language. There are certainly lots of advantages for businesses, for example. Having a language, a single language, streamlines communication. It makes negotiations easier. For science, technology, education, the argument goes, makes access to knowledge much easier. And for all of us in our daily lives, on our social media, in tourism, traveling around the world, having a single language to communicate in makes things so much easier. But have you ever considered that there may be a darker side to this spread of English around the world? English has been called a killer language, destroying everything in its path. So what are these accusations against English? Well, for example, that English kills off other languages. Linguists estimate that around 50% of the world's remaining 6,500 languages will die out by the end of this century. And some linguists put this as high as 90%. And this is serious. When we lose a language, we lose part of humanity. We lose culture, we lose tradition, and we lose potentially important knowledge. But is English actually the cause of this language loss? Well, if we think back to the colonization of countries like North America and Australia, we can see that the spread of English did lead to the local languages in those countries almost dying out, in many cases dying out. But there are many countries around the world where English coexists with other languages. And there are also very strong examples of language maintenance and language revitalization. Another accusation is that English leads to inequalities. Far from promoting equality, as many governments say, by providing more opportunities, for example, for employment, English can actually deepen inequalities in society. In ex-colonies, for example, those who don't speak English are very often at a disadvantage economically, socially and educationally, and those who don't speak English are usually the poorest in society. Even where English is taught as a so-called foreign language in schools, inequalities can come about as those who can afford private tuition or can afford to send their children overseas to study have an advantage over those who can't. There are growing inequalities between richer areas and poorer areas in the quality of English education, and also, for example, between rural and urban areas. So English is not just a language that people learn in a classroom, a neutral language. I think it's fair to say that it touches on every aspect of people's lives around the world. That's why it's so important to understand the complex role of global English today. Is English a killer language? Well, you'll have to consider the arguments and make your own mind up about that one. We all know that English is the global language today. It's estimated that around 1.5 to 2 billion people use English in their daily lives. And that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to have a global language. There are certainly lots of advantages for businesses, for example. Having a language, a single language, streamlines communication. It makes negotiations easier. For science, technology, education, the argument goes, makes access to knowledge much easier. And for all of us in our daily lives, on our social media, in tourism, travelling around the world, having a single language to communicate in makes things so much easier. But have you ever considered that there may be a darker side to this spread of English around the world? English has been called a killer language, destroying everything in its path. So what are these accusations against English? Well, for example, that English kills off other languages. Linguists estimate that around 50% of the world's remaining 6,500 languages will die out by the end of this century. And some linguists put this as high as 90%. And this is serious. When we lose a language, we lose part of humanity. We lose culture, we lose tradition, and we lose potentially important knowledge. But is English actually the cause of this language loss? Well, if we think back to the colonization of countries like North America and Australia, we can see that the spread of English did lead to the local languages in those countries almost dying out, in many cases dying out. But there are many countries around the world where English coexists with other languages. And there are also very strong examples of language maintenance and language revitalization. Another accusation is that English leads to inequalities. Far from promoting equality, as many governments say, by providing more opportunities, for example, for employment, English can actually deepen inequalities in society. In ex-colonies, for example, those who don't speak English are very often at a disadvantage economically, socially and educationally, and those who don't speak English are usually the poorest in society. Even where English is taught as a so-called foreign language in schools, inequalities can come about as those who can afford private tuition or can afford to send their children overseas to study have an advantage over those who can't. There are growing inequalities between richer areas and poorer areas in the quality of English education, and also, for example, between rural and urban areas. So English is not just a language that people learn in a classroom, a neutral language. I think it's fair to say that it touches on every aspect of people's lives around the world. That's why it's so important to understand the complex role of global English today. Is English a killer language? Well, you'll have to consider the arguments and make your own mind up about that one.